For the record, I'm Chris Dornan, Chairman of Citizens for Criminal Justice Reform. In the last bill, I handed you some testimony by one of our board members. I gave you some testimony by Philip Horner, one of our board members, who is an ex-prisoner, and described an anecdote of a sex offender who was maxing out under the old system. And I'd like you to take a look at that as an answer to some of the statements people have made about sex offenders, five or six people. I also gave you five or six pages of data, research studies about sex offenders. I urge you to read that. I spent several months trying to get a handle of what the literature says about this demonized group of people. I went into the study not entirely sure what I would find out, and what I discovered astounded me. The inmates with the lowest recidivism rates are sex offenders. The research says that treatment works for sex offenders, and the treatment backs up something Lance Messenger testified on 4 years ago. At the time, he was the treatment director for the sex offender program at the prison. He's in private practice now. He said that rather than impose a 25-year mandatory minimum sentence on every sex offender against somebody 13 or younger, many of them could make do. The state would be better off incarcerating most of those people for 2 to 4 years and give them intensive treatment in the community. They would be less of a threat, and it would cost the state a great deal less money. The recidivism rates around the country in state after state are about 1% a year, decreasing after that. In the first 3 or 4 years, we're talking 3 or 4%. A former attorney general testified 4 years ago that the recidivism rate was 94%. That's not what the research says. I'm not going to change your mind or your constituents' minds about this demonized group of people. What the public believes and what the media is telling the public are completely out of step with what the academic research is saying and what the research in law, what the arguments in law journals is reading. Those are running about 95% in strong criticism of the wave of sex offender laws. The argument against this legislation, Senate Bill 500, the new law, is that it goes too easy on sex offenders. I'm asking you to look at them as they really are.